In our previous year, we began a discussion of the question that Tosfos here in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph from Masechta Sanhedrin asks, that here our Gemara teaches us, Ein Techilas Dina Shel Adam, El Al Divrei Torah, and the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us that the first question is Nosata V'Nosata B'Emunah, and we've been giving a number of terutzim to these questions. The Ben Yoyada explains that really the two questions are the same. He says that when a person learns Torah, he's supposed to learn the Torah l'shem Shemayim. He's not supposed to learn the Torah l'kantor. He's not supposed to learn the Torah just to use it as a vehicle for being arrogant or etc. And that's the question the person, of course, is asked first about Divrei Torah. But when the person is first asked about Divrei Torah, then he's asked, how did you learn the Divrei Torah? Did you learn the Torah, the Divrei Torah b'emunah, or did you learn the Divrei Torah in a way that wasn't the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn Torah? You learn Torah with ulterior motives. Then Yaakov gives another explanation. He says, a person can always perhaps say that the reason he didn't learn Torah is because he wasn't given the proper intellect. He wasn't smart enough to be able to learn Torah. And that, therefore, becomes his excuse for not having learned Torah. And he says, certainly, if I would have been smarter, if I would have been more intelligent, certainly I would have learned Torah. So what do they do? Says Dein Yaakov. They ask him, Nusata v'nusata b'muna. You were able to do business. Who gave you the intelligence and the talents to do business? It was Hashem. So the same intelligence that you were given to do business, that same intelligence you should have used for learning Torah. And he quotes a story from the Tanna de Eliyahu. He says, there was once a person, I was once walking on the road, and I met a person, Shloihaiba la Mikra v'la Mishnah. He was completely unlearned, and he was treating, his attitude towards learning the Torah was very poor. So I asked him, how will you answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120 years? Why you didn't learn? So he says, I'm going to answer Hashem, you didn't give me the proper talents, you didn't give me the proper intelligence to succeed in learning. So he asked him, what do you do for a living? So he said, I'm a hunter for a living. So I asked him, and who taught you how to make the traps, the nets, with which you catch the fish and the animals? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me that ability. So he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the ability to do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly gave you the ability to learn Torah. As the Pasuk says, regarding Liman HaTorah, Ki karav elecha dover ma'oid, Beficha b'vavcha la'soysoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, every one of us, the ability to learn Torah. So the first question on the Satav and the Satav Amunah, says Dein Yaakov, is very connected to Divrei Torah. The fact that you're able to succeed in whatever profession you succeeded in will remove any excuse why you couldn't learn. The Gra has a different approach. He says, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the same Gemara there in Perek B'Mem Medlikin, teaches us Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'hoi emunas itecha choysin yeshuas chachma v'das. And the Gemara explains emunas as say the Sroim, itchas as say the Moed, choysin as say the Noshim, yeshuas as say the Nezikim, chachmas as say the Kotshim, v'das as say the Taharis. So he says, What the question will be, Nosatav and Nosatav Emuna, will be, did you learn Seydus Rhyme? What's going to be asked of the person is not just did you learn, but every one of us, says the Gra, is going to be asked, do we learn Kala Taira Kula? And we're going to start. Nasata v'nasata b'amuna. Did you learn Seida Zroim, which is called Moon, Amuna? Then the Gemara says, we're going to be asked Kavati Itil Matoira. That's Seida Moid, Itecha, times. We're going to be asked Asakta b'peri v'rivya. That's Seida Noshim. Tzipi Isali Yeshua means Seida Zroim, which is Yeshuas. Pilpalta b'chachma is Kachim. Hivanta b'dovim b'toichtavar is Taharis. Das. We're going to be asked, not only did we learn, but we're going to be held accountable that we learned Kol HaTaira Kula. Toldos Yaakov Yosef has a different approach. He says, the why is it indeed that people are quicker to enjoy Olam Hazeh and not think about their Olam Haba? The answer is, because Olam Hazeh is something that a person feels and experiences immediately. Olam Haba is something that we have on credit, on account, only Lacha Meiva Esrim. So the question that we asked is just like the Satav and the Satav Amuna. When a person does business and he makes investments, he doesn't think about immediate return. Sometimes when somebody lends money, he doesn't expect to get back the money immediately. It's all based on the future. So the question we will be asked is just like when by business we had no problem thinking about the future, not looking for immediate gratification and immediate returns. The same should have been with our Avodas Hashem, that even though there is Schar Mitzvah Haya Amalekah, and we don't immediately get rewarded for our mitzvahs, that should not prevent us from doing mitzvahs and learning Torah. The Divrei Yoel has a different approach. He says, the reason many people don't learn Torah is because people say, I have no time to learn Torah. I have to go to work. My business consumes my life. However, someone who lives with a Muna knows that everything we have really only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else. That's where it all comes from. So if nosata v'nosata b'muna, if you would recognize that everything we have in Panosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then nothing would stop you from learning, because you wouldn't have the worry and say, well, how could I go to learn and when will I work? The Klaus Meger Rebbe takes a different approach. We know that Chazal teach us many times about the partnership that existed between Yisachar and Zvulun. Zvulun went to work and Yisachar learned, and Zvulun supported Yisachar. But says the Klaus Meger Rebbe, in order for Zvulun to be zoicha to his schar, doesn't mean that as long as he's just supporting Yisachar, it's good enough. He has to live an honest life himself. And that's what the pasuk is, that's what the Gemara is teaching us. A person is going to say, I supported one day Torah, and that should be enough. Says the Gemara, yes, it's fantastic when a Zvulun is supporting a Yisachar. But it's not enough that he should support Yisachar. He has to live Nasatav Nasatav and Muna. He has to earn his money honestly. And only if he earns his money honestly and then takes that money to support Lomdei Torah, will the Torah learning, will his support indeed be counted as a tremendous mitzvah. Another pshat that I saw from the Tepuche Chaim is that when a person learns, his learning, there's a tremendous mitzvah of learning Torah. But besides the tremendous mitzvah of learning Torah, the learning has to be translated to our day-to-day life. We have to be able to learn the halachas to know how to live honestly. We just finished Baba Kama, Baba Mitzvah, Baba Basra. We're supposed to take the Gemaras that we learned how to act honestly in all business situation. And that's the question. The first question that we're asked is, did we learn Torah? Because if we didn't learn Torah, then we wouldn't be able to nasata v'nasata b'muna act as the Torah wants us to act in our learning. Devin Yisrael explains that people when say that they don't have the time to learn because they have to go to work and they need to earn a living to support themselves and to support their families. But if a person lived his life with Amuna, then he would know that that learning, doing mitzvahs, doing the rots in Hashem, is not a contradiction to him working, to him being successful. Because everything that we're supposed to have comes from Hashem anyway. And that's pshat. The first question, he says, the person is going to be asked is, did you learn Torah? What's he going to say? Well, I didn't have the time to learn Torah because I had to run to work. I had to run to make a living. So he's then told, Nasata v'nasata b'emuna. If you would have lived your life with emuna, then you would know that you could learn, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us what we're supposed to have and not have an excuse for not learning. Along the same line, the Chai Adam says, Reish is Chochma, Yiras Hashem. The first thing that's expected of us is to have Yiras Shemayim. The first thing that's expected of us is to have Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it was said. Yes, we're told we're supposed to learn, but we're also always supposed to remember that we're also supposed to have Nasatav and Nasatav Amuna, we're supposed to have Yerushalayim. The Oinig Yontif says as follows. The Gemara says that that one is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the basic mitzvah that we're obligated in, with saying Krishna in the morning and the evening. So the first question we're asked is that we do the minimum that we're obligated to do, Krishna in the morning and the evening. Then we're asked, Nasata v'nasata b'muna, and then we're asked that of course we're not supposed to be satisfied just with saying Krishna in the morning and the evening, as the Gemara there in Masechta Bracha says, but we should be misled to feel and believe that that's adequate. And therefore, a person should afterwards, is asked, Kavati Itl Matayra, that you spent more time learning. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Chaim Sadas says as follows. He says, the two Gemaras, the Gemara here in Masechta Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, are talking about two different times. One is when the world is living, when there's a good world and everything is going the way it's supposed to go and people are acting the way they're supposed to act. In such a time, says the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, the first question we're asked is Nosata v'Nosata b'Emuna, And then we're asked, as the Gemara over there says, Kavati itim l'toira. However, says the Chavetz Chaim, there's going to be a time, like the time he says in which she lives, if he said it about the time in which he lived, certainly probably we could say it about the time in which we live. Where the world is a world of gashmius, where the world is a world of turmoil, where morals aren't the way they're supposed to be, where the world is a difficult world. When we live in a difficult world, the way to be able to be protected from everything in such a difficult world is only by immersing ourselves in the Torah. In such a world, says the Chafetz Chaim, Ein tchilas dina shel adam. The first question that the person will be asked is al divrei Torah, because they're going to be set, because in such a world, there's only one thing that we can hang on to survive. And the only thing that we can hang on to survive in this world is only divrei Torah.